Now I'm out chasing my own dreams, sailing around the world. Please know that I'm yours to keep, my beautiful girl.
I wasn't expecting to get this emotional this early on.
Well, I just love her, that's all.
She's all right.
She's good.
She's good. She's good.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Was that directed at me?
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great.
Everyone is here now at Heretic Social Club.
Yeah, we're here.
We're back.
We're back.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
We're back to back and front to front, face to face, back to back, back to back again.
Butt to butt.
Yeah.
Ask it back and forth forever.
Pooping back and forth forever. One turd, two butts.
What? Do you even know? Do you remember what that movie's called?
It's called like Winter of Sorrow or something weird like that.
It's funny to me because everyone knows. It's called me and You and Everyone We Know.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But that's the only thing that anyone knows about that movie is that little kid saying poop back and forth forever.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that stands out about it.
Right.
I think that's the first Miranda July movie, maybe.
Yeah, Me, You, and Everyone We Know.
Yeah.
Miranda July?
Mm-hmm.
The heck is that?
She's the director, and she was in it.
Oh.
Too. She was the female lead.
Oh, I see. Miranda July.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah. There was a point in my life where I would only seek out these like very indie films.
I wonder what old Brandon Ratcliffe's up to today. Probably not as young as he used to be in that one video.
Who's Brandon Ratcliffe? Why do I know that name?
That's the boy. That's the I want.
Oh, that's the poop back and forth forever boy.
Yeah, Robbie.
What a weird little
thing to be famous
tale
for.
In that movie. I don't know, the little cut off.
Yeah.
In that movie, cut off to the story, the little online relationship that this lady has with this little child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Odd.
Hey, did you watch Licorice Pizza?
Shit, I have not.
Man, you don't watch nothing. You watched Late Night with the Devil, though.
I did watch Late Night with the Devil.
Did you notice how many film studio logos?
At least 15.
Yeah.
There were so many. So I've never seen that at the beginning of a movie before.
It was insane.
But
I literally thought it was a joke. I said out loud, like, are you serious? Is there fucking kidding?
I couldn't believe
me?
It when it kept going. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, this is the movie. Nope. No. This is the movie. Nope. This is the movie.
4-5 logos tops. Lord of the Rings had 4 because like everybody wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And yeah. And they were all the biggest ones.
It exactly. Like, and that movie, each movie is 3 hours long. So yeah, I'm like, this could probably have 15 studios involved.
Yeah.
Not an hour and a half horror movie.
Yeah, it's insane.
But the movie was fucking fantastic.
I liked it.
It I love the fact that there was an air of seriousness about it, but it wasn't overpowering because it all had this kind of tongue-in-cheek attitude to it as well.
And like,
so I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but it definitely, it never takes itself too seriously, which is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that Chloe brought it up. She had read a review about it, but the only thing that I don't want to spoil it either, but it's all found footage until the end.
Oh, yeah.
So that part is kind of like, oh, I wish it was all still found footage. Like to the end. You know what I mean? Like that kind of knocks you out of it when it's like, oh, okay, you're out of the.
It was very startling.
Right.
Yeah. But man, as far as modern horror movies go, this is one of the better ones.
Yeah, it was good. So
I would definitely recommend it.
It had a good vintage feel to it too. The title cards and stuff for Halloween, 80s Halloween feel.
The costumes and everything in the audience. And they definitely captured the attitude of that era of talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I remember from watching Carson.
Same.
So yeah, they totally nailed it.
Yeah, David Dalmastian.
If fucking
good actor.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, you know, he's been in like every like crazy movie for a while now.
I just know his face.
Yeah,
like,
this
is the first time I've ever really seen him as like a lead.
Like me and Chloe picked up on him a few years ago because we were watching through Christopher Nolan's movies, and he's like in all the Christopher Nolan movies, and he's in all of Denis Villeneuve's movies. Yeah, so he was like in Dune. He was one of the Harkonnen servants or whatever, and he was in Blade Runner. He was one of the weird.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's weird. Like I recognized his face immediately, but I couldn't really place where I'd seen him.
Yeah, and he was like the weird cop in The Dark Knight. That's like one of the Joker's buddies that sets up the.
Okay. Yeah.
The shit when the cops when they're having that funeral and all the shit goes pandemonium, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's one of those cops.
There is
a lot of stuff.
M. Night Shyamalan movie coming out.
Oh man.
With Josh Hartnett. And it's called Trap. And it legitimately looks good.
I mean, yeah, M. Night Shyamalan, man. Like, I want him so bad for him. I want so badly for him to make like fun, good movies again. But I don't know, man. Like he like peaked and then like.
See, I obviously the bigger of his movies I loved the bigger ones. Yeah. But I never had a lot of love for The Village.
Yeah.
I never really got super into that. But The Lady in the Water.
Yeah, that was good.
And is it called The Happening? Where the trees were killing everyone?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Chloe loves that.
There was like a darkness to it that was really good.
Yeah.
Until you figure out what's happening.
Sixth Sense got spoiled for me, but Unbreakable was great.
Unbreakable's fantastic.
Yeah. And then Glass was cool. And Split. Was also cool.
Split was really good. I haven't actually seen Glass.
Glass is good. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that the other day because who's the actor? James McAvoy?
Yeah. In Split.
Yeah, he's fantastic in Split. So I'm sure he's good in Glass too.
I thought you were asking about the guy who played the Glass guy, and I was like, I don't know his name, but he's been creeping me out since I was a child and Tales from the Hood and all kinds of shit.
Why was I thinking that was Samuel L. Jackson? But it's not. It's the guy from Tales from the Hood.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, and it's Samson from Half-Baked.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So while you're looking that up, I am... the reason why I haven't been watching a whole lot of things is because I am about a week and a half away from graduating.
Oh, yeah. You're finishing school.
I am. I have 4 papers to write.
Yeah, and two
exams. So... That's all that stands between me and a degree.
His name's Clarence Williams.
Clarence motherfucking Williams. He was great in Tales from the Hood. That movie is fucking scary.
Oh, he died in 2021.
Shit.
What the fuck?
So is that really him?
I don't know. Maybe
Mr. Glass in Unbreakable is Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just... putting that other guy in the role.
I see his face, though. That's weird.
It's Samuel L. Jackson as Clarence Williams.
Oh, yeah. God, what a masterful actor.
Yeah, right?
Playing a role in a role. All right, should we play the intro as a role in a role?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed that I thought Clarence Williams was in Unbreakable. So let's roll that beauty.
Unbelievable. The abominable leaves people with resentful, hateful spirits. Amen. People have a real negative attitude about God. I don't have to serve the Lord. Ain't none of nobody's business how I live. They're not even married. Idolaters, people that worship idols, and all lives are going to have their part in the earth. And you know where the wisdom comes from? I believe God gave it to them.
And I have... I have a drink and a half to get through over here.
Oh, Mick Ultra.
Mick Ultra.
It's a seltzer.
These things are incredible. It's an organic seltzer made with coconut water.
What is it? That one's blueberry watermelon?
Blueberry watermelon. I have a kiwi lime, and I also had a berry hibiscus.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't had a bad one.
Berry hibiscus.
This kiwi lime tastes like fucking apple juice.
Fucking
apple juice. Sorry, Thursday.
Damn.
All right. So baby, we are starting a new series tonight.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Tonight? What are you talking about?
This morning. We're starting a new series this morning.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we learned about the tomb of Jesus in Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That crazy Jesus, shit. That is fucking wild. Yeah. That Jesus lived to 106, and he is also currently buried with his brother's ear.
Yeah, the ear is nearby.
We need to go visit that at some point.
Well, yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, man, I'm so nervous about Japan. Everything's so small. I'm so big.
I get it. I would probably feel the same way over there.
No, you wouldn't. I'm much bigger than you. I realize
that. Well, you are bigger than me, but I mean, I'd also... I'm still big.
I was looking at our pictures the other day, and I was like, Jason's head goes to just where my shoulder is. And then, like, he calls himself a big guy, but he's not that big at all, like, compared to the big guys next to him.
Not necessarily, like, height-wise, but I'm wide.
Mm-hmm.
Not as wide as I have been.
Not in the pictures, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, one of us looks more manly.
Pretty small.
Okay, that's fair. I'll be small.
Yeah, you're a small guy.
So we learned about that, and then we learned about a secret gospel of Mark, which portrayed a very gay Jesus.
Yeah.
Who performed a private baptism with his male followers that ended in a sexual act.
Where he revealed the great mysteries of the universe to them.
This dick.
Which is just an orgasm.
Yeah.
Could have told you that.
But this also may not have been fabricated by a professor, an academic, who might have been a closeted homosexual himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, I think he may have fabricated the whole thing.
Yeah.
But would that really make it that much different from the rest of the Bible?
No.
No. All right. Let's be honest, folks. Folks, come on.
Oh.
Oh.
You're getting into your daytime radio talk show voice.
I'm hitting my Alex Jones over here.
Yeah.
Folks, listen.
Yeah. Intergalactic vampires. Folks, I'm talking about real stuff here. I'm not just making shit up. I'm talking about intergalactic vampires that want to suck on your children's blood. Okay? This is real. I saw it.
I'm about to choke.
Okay. Don't do that.
All right, so that brings us up to speed to today. And today, like I said, we're starting a multi-part series, which we haven't done since John's Gospel earlier this year. Our topic is one of the most unnecessarily fucked up stories in the entire Bible.
Yeah.
It's a story about loss and the fact that no matter how good you are, you're never safe.
Job.
Motherfucker. According to this story, you can live your life by the letter of the law, and you're still a pawn in this cosmic game of chess.
Right. Yeah. Great. Let's go.
So you've probably guessed by now, just like Chauncey did, that we're talking about Job.
Hmm.
We have mentioned it before on a few episodes because it's really difficult to avoid this story. People love to frame it as showing just how faithful people should be to God.
Yeah, right. Are you kidding me?
Fuck that shit. This story is shameless in the amount of things that Job loses and the amount of things that happen to him. Saying that it's a story of one man's faithfulness is pretty fucking narrow, considering what happens to some of the other characters that we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Job is an absolutely insane Bible story. And when you hear it as a child, you're like, wow, that's so cool. He got so much cool stuff. He benefited from all the suffering. Like, you hear it back and you're like, fuck that, man. Fuck all of that. Like, fuck you. Anyway.
And we're going to get into this, but I don't even understand why it's only looked at from Job's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So many people die around him.
Right.
And then it's like, well, he's okay, though.
Like, sure, dude. That was your first wife. You didn't really like her.
And then he gets his kids back. But it's not the same kids because those kids died.
Mm-hmm.
Actually died.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, at least he's happy now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy. But we'll be talking about this for the next
You want to make a moral omelet, you got to break a few hypothetical children.
Wow.
Eggs. Yeah.
Thank you, 1989 Joker.
Yeah.
All right, so let's cover some hot facts about Job. Scholars generally agree that this book was written between the 7th and 3rd centuries BCE.
Okay, first of all, are we sure it's not pronounced Job? How do we know?
Well, you really got me there. Yeah, I don't know that.
All right, start the episode over. You're going to say Job from now.
Look, I need to look that shit up.
I've always wondered that since I was a child.
Obviously, the first time I saw it, I knew that was Job.
This hard-o motherfucker.
But I don't... Where does that pronunciation come from?
Job.
And I think we would all agree that it made a fantastic character name for Arrested Development, mm-hmm. even though it was spelled differently.
But, G-O-B.
Yeah, G-O-B.
Gob.
So, secondly, this book addresses theodicy. Where'd it go? There it is.
Theodicy?
Theodicy.
That's just saying the Odyssey.
Theodicy.
Theodicy. The Odyssey.
Theodicy.
Okay. Folks, this episode's about vowel sounds.
The book addresses theodicy through the experiences of the eponymous protagonist. I put some serious words in that fucking sentence.
Mm. What'd you say again?
The book addresses theodicy mm-hmm. through the experiences of the eponymous protagonist.
Mm. What does eponymous mean?
It means the person that the art is named after, or in this case, the book is named after.
Oh, okay.
So, Job, the book of Job.
Okay. So, titular.
The titular character.
It's titular, isn't it?
In it,
mate. Just say titular.
I like eponymous.
Okay.
It's also an REM album.
Okay.
Eponymous
Bosch.
I like it.
That was my DJ name.
Spin some shit. So Job has two possible meanings. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, it means the persecuted one. Mm. In Arabic, it means repentant one.
Yeah.
All right. And here are the useless facts. Job is the 18th book of the Bible. It's also the 18th book of the Old Testament, obviously. First of 5 poetic books that span from Job to Song of Solomon. 48 books follow it. There are 42 chapters, 1,070 verses, 10,102 words.
Damn.
What are you going to do with all that information?
That's a lot of Job. That's a lot of book of Job, and I didn't know all that. And I also want to say that that guy's name can mean all those things. Mm-hmm. In whatever languages they want, but this guy ain't nothing but a gullible sucker to the entirety of the spiritual world. Like, they're like, that guy's like the dumbest human, like, straight up, like, that guy is loyal to a fault.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, when we get into it,
yeah,
there are boils, dude. Mm. Boils.
No.
Curse God and die.
Yeah, that one. Okay. That's one of my favorite lyrics from this song that dude used to sing at my church all the time. What have you done to deserve all this? Curse God and die. That song's like cemented into my head, and it's so funny because every time he would sing it, I would just lose it at that part. The way he did it was so fucking operatic and shit. I'm like, holy shit. Curse God and die.
I think the first time anyone told me that, and I'm like sitting there covered in boils and my entire family's dead and I'm just fucking destitute and everything's burned to the fucking ground. I'm sitting next to a fire. Someone's like, curse God and die. I'm like,
yeah, done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fucking done.
That sounds fantastic.
I didn't know that was an option. Yes.
Thank please. You for speaking this truth please, into yes, my that. Life.
Yes. I will gladly do that now.
So many believe... Many scholars believe the book of Job is the earliest book.
Well, the Bible. We're going to take their word for it. They're tiny. What are they? What the fuck? Are there any real regular size scholars that we could check in with?
Human sized scholars.
Yeah.
They also believe the book of Job to be the earliest book of the Bible.
Oh, okay.
They appreciate what the many scholars.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Me both, friend. That's why we're here. So Job is also set during the times of the patriarchs.
Yeah.
Which is essentially the timeline of the Pentateuch. It's set somewhere between Abraham and Joseph.
Oh, okay. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham.
Wow.
I am one of them. So are you.
Is that in the style of Lemmy Kilmister?
Excuse me.
All right, so there are a lot of factors that indicate this is a part of the patriarchal timeline. And anytime I say timeline in this, I'm not thinking of like a real historical event. I'm essentially thinking of the Marvel Cinematic Universe canon.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about the movie Primer.
I haven't seen Primer.
Oh, my God. It's like Primer is like one of the most insanely hard to follow time travel movies of all time.
Wow.
It's like this guy makes a time travel box and then him and his friend take turns getting into it and going farther and farther back until there's like boxes of boxes and boxes of boxes. And it's like you could look at one of those charts online of like the Primer timeline. It's like, holy shit, what the fuck is this? The history of the world? It's like, no, it's one movie's plot line. Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it similar to like one of those episodes of Family Guy where Brian and Stewie time travel?
They at least reference it, probably. It's one of the, it's one of the most thought out time travel movies that's ever been made. Remember that one where there was like the people across the street, the house was taking pictures or something, was like spitting out a Polaroid? It was like that. Mm-mm. You never saw that?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I don't know what movie that is. If you know what movie that is, let me know.
Yeah. Come on, Nick Cap.
Maybe Nick. Maybe Alan. Alan listens to the podcast too.
All right, Alan. Yeah. Come on with it. All right. So the factors that indicate that this story is occurring during the patriarchal period are the fact that Job lived for about 140 years after the events of the book took place. Therefore, his lifespan must have been around 200 years.
Yeah.
And Abraham lived to 175, so they're close.
Yeah.
There. Job's wealth is measured in terms of livestock.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than silver and gold.
Okay.
Similar to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Job is the priest of his family and he offers sacrifices.
Yeah.
Job uses the characteristic patriarchal name for God, Shaddai, which means the Almighty.
Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, Yahweh Shiloh, El Shaddai. Oh, wow. Hallowed be thy holy name.
That takes me back. That's
yeah.
Wow. That's a blast from the fucking past right there. The last factor is the fact that in this story, there is zero reference to Israel, the Exodus, the Mosaic Law, or the Tabernacle. So that
it's just
that tells us this is happening beforehand.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. This is back when God and the devil used to just hang out and talk and have little bets and do little fun games. And
reading through this shit today, it's so funny.
Doing little side quests together and stuff. They're just buddies. They're like, hey, I know we had that. The devil just strolls into God's office and he's like, what are you doing here? I said you couldn't come in here anymore. He's like, hey, what do you think about doing a bet? You know, let's do a thing.
Let's do a little game.
Yeah.
I know you got a gambling problem, God.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Oh my gosh.
All right, so I want to take a second with this word.
Theodicy.
The book Theodicy. By...
Theodicy.
Yeah, the book.
Theodicy.
With Homer. I know, I get it. Yeah.
Theodicy. T-H-E-O-D-I-C-Y. It is defined as a theological construct that attempts to vindicate God in response to the problem of evil that appears inconsistent with the existence of an omnipotent and omnibenevolent God.
And I'd like to counter that with METHOD, man, the best and most handsome and tallest of the Wu-Tang Clan members.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin... No, I know that's not Method Man. did I ruin your point?
Yeah. Did I ruin your point?
No, not yet.
Okay. The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump, okay? It's not to be made fun of when we're talking about Method Man.
I'm the one that said, just grab them in the biscuits.
It's disrespectful to Hump, who... I can't remember his real name, but who passed away recently.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
So this one word, this one construct, this one idea tries to unravel our entire podcast.
No.
There have been
motherfuckers
various strands of theodicy in Christian tradition, and they are... There's actually four of them, that evil is simply the absence of good, that evil was caused by the fall of Adam or of the angels, specifically Lucifer, that human free will requires the possibility of moral evil, and that evil is needed to promote the growth of souls, which the last one is just fucking gross to me.
It's kind of like, hey, put shit in the dirt to make the vegetables grow.
Thank you for actually adding a very succinct point to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
A really stinky point.
Whose side are you on?
I don't know. I'm on the side of truth.
Are you going back to church?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Maybe if Pastor Ted Traylor will have me at his fine establishment of the Baptists. Wow. I don't want to go back to the Pentecostals. It's too... it's too much jibber jabber for me. I can't do the. I couldn't listen to someone do a tongues and not.
Oh no!
Think it was just absolutely just the most ridiculous thing that ever happened.
Making that shit up on the spot,
right? Yeah. You got to stop that. Yeah,
well, you're not going to get that from the Baptists. I can tell you that.
Right.
So of these four strands, the first strand is essentially worthless. The fact that evil is simply the absence of good.
Yeah.
That's too simple. The second, the fact that evil comes from the fall of Adam or the angels, that's been blown way out of proportion.
Oh.
Even considering a healthy view of the story at the beginning of Genesis or the fall of Lucifer.
Does this take into account the influence of Constantine, played by Keanu Reeves, on the struggle between good and evil?
I did not take that into account when I was writing this, at least, but okay. I can't say it's never been taken into account.
I think we have to consider the Keanu effect.
That's true. I didn't put that in here.
Yeah.
That did not influence my writing today.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, just everybody know that little caveat about Keanu. I'm sorry I said his name. I don't want it to come up in a transcript or anything. I'm going to cut it out.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm just going to bleep it.
Bleep it, yeah. Will that be our first bleep ever?
Yeah, we should. Okay.
That'd be fucking great.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
All right, so, but the last two strands, that human free will requires the possibility of moral evil, and that evil is needed to promote the growth of souls, those two are important, or they're at least important to us in these foundational to the narrative of Job. From, and I put that word in all caps, from a Christian perspective and a Jewish perspective, those are foundational to the book of Job.
Yeah.
Us on the outside, we see this narrative as fairly narcissistic.
Us on the outside. We're looking in. We can see through you.
Can you bleep that too?
See your true colors.
Is it us on the outside?
Because inside you're ugly.
We see this story as fairly narcissistic, uncaring, and completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's dig the fuck in.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
There is a prologue to Job, which sets the scene for everything that's about to happen.
Uh-huh.
And then it leads us right into it.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't done this before on the show.
Oh.
But I want to read this entire chapter verbatim.
Oh, hell. Okay. Sorry for everybody that doesn't want to hear the Bible. You're going to have to skip ahead to the
point
where it ends. But
give it a bit. Okay. It's only 22 verses.
Only 22 verses of Bible, y'all.
That's it. And please chime in whenever you feel led by the Spirit.
I will. I will under my moto.
Shandala.
Under my moto. Handle, handle.
But I just want to roll through this as it is because I feel like this is probably the most important chapter in the book.
Okay.
All right. So in the land of Uz.
Stupid. Okay. Uz. What the fuck is. Is this a Ninja Turtle book or what are we doing here?
As soon as I thought that out.
The Foot Clan.
I knew we were going for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Yeah. The Secret of the Ooze. I knew Boom. It was coming.
The Foot Clan is back.
You did not let me down.
Yeah.
It's I think it's pronounced ooze. It's U-Z.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's the best I've got.
Ooze.
I guess. Ooze. In the land of Ooze, there lived a man whose name was Job.
Yeah.
This man was blameless.
It sounds like you just like are making up any vowel sound you want every time you get to one.
I do that every time we make Job. An episode. Yeah. I'm speaking in tongues.
Sounds like a fucking David Lynch movie in here.
The owls are not what they seem.
Okay. All right now.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
I didn't know we were going to the Black Lodge.
This man was blameless and upright.
Blameless.
He feared God and he shunned evil.
He said, I didn't do nothing.
I ain't done shit.
I didn't do any of it.
He had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
7 sons and 3 daughters. And 10 children.
He owned 7,000 sheep.
Okay, what?
3,000 camels.
Yeah.
500 yoke of oxen.
What?
And 500 donkeys. And he had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East.
No, I don't think so.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Disagree.
First of all, how about all those people doing all the work? Those seem like the great people to me. This guy's like some...
His kids seem like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Billionaire with 10 kids mm-hmm. telling everybody what to do.
But he's all uptight. Like he's got a tight butthole. He's all like, oh, I gotta go sacrifice something or else God's going to be mad.
Yeah. And he's always going to the temple, wringing his hands.
Yeah. I don't need this guy.
I gotta...
No, there are better people in the East. I guarantee it at this time. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them.
And hold feet?
Hold feet?
That's what you said, right?
Did I?
You said they would.
Oh, they would hold feasts.
Oh, okay.
Did I say feet?
No, I thought you said feasts.
No idea.
Anyway, go ahead.
When a period of feasting had run its course, this is what I mean about Job being a fucking nerd. Job would make arrangements for them to be purified.
Purified.
Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each
early
of them.
Early in the morning, rise into the streets, light me up a goat or two, and I strap shoes on my feet.
Better than a child. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
Oh, yeah, just in case.
We don't even know. We don't even know that they've done anything. We're just killing animals.
He's just rolling through the fucking livestock. That's why he's got so many shit. Kids are shitheads. He's got to fucking burn one every day just to make sure.
This was Job's regular custom.
He's like, I'm killing up to 13 goats a day sometimes with these fuckers. Like,
can y'all stop fucking?
Yeah, holy shit. Can y'all stop fucking
your sisters? That's what I assumed.
Oh, no.
That's what I assumed whenever this says... His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. That's what I assume is happening.
Yeah.
Implied in there. So that's why he's burning animals for them.
Gross. They're just having big sibling orgies.
Yeah.
Gross.
All right. So that's that scene. Now we have a scene change.
Yeah.
All right. We're in heaven now.
Okay.
All right. We go to heaven.
And scene.
One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan also came with them.
Yeah. Just hanging out.
Just walking in.
Hey, you remember this guy, right? He said that he could come in with us.
Listen, he's my wife's brother.
Nobody ever reversed his key card. He actually just strolled in and we didn't know what to do.
So the Lord said to Satan,
nobody ever told him he was fired. He just moved his office to the basement.
From a glitch, he still gets paid.
Yeah.
The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from?
Yeah.
So Satan answers.
So omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God is like, where the fuck have you been?
Got to ask questions.
Yeah. Where you been, fella?
You never know if you don't ask questions.
Sure.
Satan answers, I came from roaming the earth, going back and forth on it.
Oh yeah. Like he does.
And then the Lord said to Satan,
what'd you see down there?
The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? You see my guy? Have you seen my guy down there?
Yeah, right.
There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God. He even speaks of himself in the third person. Of course he does.
God's drunk off of the scent of all the burnt goat in his nostrils. He's so high on burnt goat.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You seen my boy down there?
Burning that goat.
A man who fears God, me, and he shuns evil.
Yeah, he's so scared of me, you don't even know. He's still so scared.
So Satan replies, does Job fear God for nothing?
Oh, why is he scared of you?
Yeah. Is he afraid of you for nothing?
What's he afraid of?
Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has?
Oh, privilege.
Exactly. Are you not just keeping this dude in a fucking bubble?
Mm-hmm.
You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land.
Because you like sniffing all that burnt goat every day.
Exactly. That shit gets you high. You get a God boner.
Oh, for sure.
It's really fucking weird.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But now, hear me out, God. Stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
Huh. You think so?
I think so.
That's what God said.
And three sentences there. That's all that it takes to sway God.
Yeah, God's a sucker.
Right before that, he was like, you see my boy? He's my best boy. No one's this good. And Satan's like, you know what? Test him.
Is he?
You're just protecting him.
God's like, I don't know.
So God
gets all insecure and he's like, I don't know. Maybe.
What are you talking about?
Maybe I am.
Maybe I should hear you out.
Yeah, maybe.
The Lord says to Satan, very well then. Everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
Hmm.
Satan took off. Right. I assumed it was the coolest fucking exit ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, how? What do you mean, coolest day ever?
I just assume he has a real cool, like, shuffle walk.
He, like, jumped into a waiting convertible.
Yeah.
Drove and peeled out.
Exactly.
A bunch of clouds went all over the place.
Yeah, it fucking slung mud all over God's face.
Yeah, yeah. Bunch of black clouds came up out of the ground.
So one day, we're back on Earth now.
Okay.
One day while Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking, which is apparently all they do, they were at the older brother's house. A messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabians attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.
What's a Sabian?
I think that's an ethnicity.
Oh,
or at least a group of people. Sabians in the Bible. The Sabians were a Semitic people who became established in southern Arabia at an unknown date.
Oh, okay.
So they are a group of people.
Some would call them Arabian Nights.
Some would. I think they're all dead now.
With a K. Yeah.
So while this servant was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
Arabian Nights. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So while this messenger is still speaking, another messenger comes and says, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you. So this one was on God, apparently.
That guy did it. I'm telling you, that guy lit all them goats on people on fire and then came and said, I'm the only one that got away from it.
How would he know the difference?
That's, yeah, he did it.
It's under fully undercover of night.
Yeah, who even cares? Satan's in charge of everything now. Go do whatever you want. It doesn't exactly. even matter.
This is the purge right now. Mm-hmm. While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them.
Oh, made out with them. Chaldeans made out with the camels.
I bet it was pretty fucking hot.
Sabians are burning all the sheep.
They put the servants to the sword, and of course, I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.
Yeah.
But yet,
just me.
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
oh my God, I survived too.
Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind swept from the desert and struck the four corners of the house.
Oh.
It collapsed on them, and they are dead.
Everyone's dead. Oh, my God.
I tried to do that Norm MacDonald voice. And they are dead.
They're dead.
And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.
Oh, God.
And they are dead.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, his kids are all dead now. God, his livestock's dead. His servants are all dead. Except for the ones who showed up to tell him.
Yeah. And God's so, high off his brain on sheep, burnt sheep.
Oh, yeah. Dude, God is fucking dry rotting right now.
He's sniffing all the sheep burn. He's sniffing all that smoke out of them sheep.
So you'll never believe what Job does. He gets up and he tears his robe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that's the first place they go.
Just, fuck this.
But he goes a step further. He tears his robe and he shaves his head.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Britney moment. You lost it.
Oh, leave Britney alone.
I'm not. I am. I'm picking on Job.
You can pick on Job all you want.
Yeah.
Fuck Job. So then he fell to the ground in worship. In worship. God has just allowed all of his children to die and his servants to die.
Yeah, and all of everything, all his
life. That's not even counting the animals. The sheep
and the, yeah.
So Job says, naked I came from my mother's womb.
It's all gone, man.
And naked I will depart.
It's all gone.
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
It's fine.
May the name of the Lord be praised.
Yeah, just good. Good for him. He can have it.
This last sentence is amazing.
I don't think Job liked his children. I think he was glad.
He was good with it.
He was like, he was so fucking tired of taking care of all them goats for all them kids to sin on.
That's true.
He's like, oh no, my kids died. Like,
I'm really sick of walking over to the oldest brother's house and just smelling twat mist in the air.
Thank you so much, God. Praise you for...
Thank you. That I'm never going to have to smell orgy stank again.
Yeah. Good Lord.
The last sentence here, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with any wrongdoing.
No, how could he? He was stoked about it.
And that is essentially the word.
The Odyssey.
All right, so that's the end of the chapter. Here's my problem with this book. My entire problem. I'm going to lay it out for you.
Yeah, let's go.
It's all about Job. This supposedly blameless person who's letting his kids party and do God knows what with each other. But the entire book is about his trials and his tribulations and how sad he is. But there are two caveats to that. Number one, he's still alive. How many people between servants and children, like we said, just died And they were just nothing and meaningless as far as the narrative goes, at least. Let alone the animals. Number two, the one that he's so loyal to, the one that he pours out all these sacrifices to, he's the one that turned Job over for all these things to happen.
Job over. You've said Jebus today and Job over.
I did.
Jebus.
I also just said twat mist, and you completely overlooked that.
I ain't got nothing to say about that. I want to point out that these illustrations of Job look like Will Ferrell as Job. There's like a bunch of them are like, that could just be Will Ferrell as
Job. How funny is that?
Chauncey Riley pointing at him.
That we need to post that. That's fucking hilarious.
You.
So anyway, that's my big issue. It's just all about Job, and there are other people dying around him that are just clearly overlooked. It's unimportant. So I don't know. That's shitty.
Dude, what the fuck? Job.
So yeah, and God's the one turning him over. God's allowing all this and perpetrating it.
Yeah, but Job doesn't know this, right? To Job, it's just like,
Job's not in on it. Yeah,
a colossal tragedy has happened. What?
Praise God, who probably could have stopped this, chose not to. So
what's happened? Why is the wind collapsing on my children?
It's not even like God's turning a blind eye in this. Like
he's watching.
He's actively allowing all of this. Like,
ah, that was terrible.
So just as we learned in the Pentateuch, God is the villain of the story, and I think it continues here. I think we'll see that through the course of this book. So God is essentially saying anything but the man himself. Well, he's not essentially saying, this is exactly what he's saying. Anything but the man himself is at your disposal. So this is really where all the action in the book is.
Yeah.
It's all in chapter one.
Yeah.
From this point on, it's kind of Job decrying things and whining and mourning, and you know, eventually questions God, and
his
friends come by to talk to him, and his wife comes by to tell him to curse God and die.
Yeah.
And then he gets boils, and that's Job. We're done.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But but the bulk of like the action we just went through.
Okay.
So that's a taste of where we're going.
Yeah, just terrible, terrible places.
Yeah. I don't know how long this series is going to be. I don't know if it'll be 4 episodes, 5 episodes.
This is some real try to hook up with my girlfriend energy, you know? Like.
Go on.
This reminds me of a movie plot or something, or I've seen it on a TV show. There's YouTube channels about it, but there's dudes that'll be like, hey, I'll check out, see if your girlfriend will cheat on you. The guy will go and try to seduce.
Hold on. A person with a girlfriend goes to have a gentleman see if his girlfriend, like, entrap her into cheating on him.
Yeah. It's like a,
wow.
There's dudes that are so insecure, they set up other men to hit on their girlfriends to see if they'll fall for it.
Come on.
Yeah. And that's what this God and devil and Job situation sounds like to me. Sounds like a real, like,
okay, yeah, okay.
Hit on my girlfriend and see.
I don't know
why
that took so long to click for me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. Hit on my girlfriend and see if she'll cheat on me, kind of thing. And God's like, oh, Job? Yeah, Job's solid. You could try. Try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go get them, Tiger.
Take his kids.
Yeah.
They're nothing anyways. They're just fucking each other.
Try to fuck them. I bet you can't.
Oh, you can absolutely fuck all of them.
Yeah, you could try to fuck them, but he won't fuck you back.
You're Satan, so you have like magical powers. You can split into 10 people probably and fuck all of them at once.
What? Devil's up to some weird shit.
Devil does some weird shit.
Yeah.
So... That's it. That's all I've got for this week.
Like how sometimes in these Bible illustrations that I'm looking at online, that people look like they just like stole Disney background images and turned them into Bible drawings.
That's fucking incredible. That's definitely straight out of Prince of Persia.
Yeah, for real. What the hell? Like, some of them are like, the ones where they're pointing are funny as shit.
Oh, these boils are terrible.
Yeah, the boils are gross. But this is like some track art right here.
Oh, yeah.
But right there, that's like some good old Bible art. Why do these six guys have their creepy hands all like, eh?
They're not even like pointing. They're just like sticking their hands out at him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we need to post some of this shit.
This one's crazy, too. The old man Job on a pile of misery. A bunch of dead animals everywhere. His toenail hanging off.
I don't really care about my children.
But, fucking kill me.
This is my favorite camel.
Oh, God. Yeah, and then some of the illustrations, he just looks like normal. He's just like,
Is that also Samuel L. Jackson?
Got a goatee.
Playing Clarence Williams? And playing Job.
An albino black guy in this version. Covered in boils. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, we're going to post some of those up, I think.
Okay, I'll send you some screenshots of them.
Yeah, that sounds good. So that's it for Job for this week. And we will be back in 2 weeks with more Job.
More Job, more Job.
More Job to come. And at that point, I will have, I'll either have failed a class or I will have my degree.
You're gonna do fine. You're not gonna fail, right? You're in a B level.
Have to maintain. I can really fumble this on the final exams.
Nah, don't do it.
I feel pretty secure about one of them. The other one, I don't, because I have to do a lot of child support calculations, which has been pretty fucking difficult for me.
Well,
so
just call upon the Lord in your time of need, and he will answer you. It says that in the...
I feel like I'd have a better chance calling Satan.
Bible. Well, either way, dude.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
I mean, Satan's roaming the earth. He can stop and do some child support.
At least Satan will fucking answer if you call him. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Jeez. Jesus.
So, yes. Hopefully, when we're back in 2 weeks, I'll have a degree. And I'll have a lot more time to dedicate to this podcast and to my job.
You hear that, y'all?
A lot more time for travel.
You hear that? Jason's leaving us. He's going to go somewhere where we can't go with him.
Again. That's not what I said at all.
That's exactly what you just said.
Well, I did say I'm going to travel. You can come.
I'm going somewhere only I know that you can't go, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I was singing that Keen song, though.
Somewhere only we know.
God, what a beautiful song.
Was it? It was a good song. I remember it when it came out, but is it still good? I haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a long time either. I think it's still good. I think it holds up.
How do you know?
You're just imagining it right now? Yeah, well, I could play it.
So why don't we go somewhere only we know? Yeah.
That's all my computer can do.
Apparently.
All right. So we'll be back in 2 weeks with more Job. I guess we're going to get out of here now. Where are we at on time? Are we at like 5 minutes?
53.
53 is not bad. It's a solid episode.
You guys want to be done? You're just sick of listening? Nobody said anything?
I didn't hear anything. So I think they're asleep.
All right. Well, have a good night. Have a good sleep. We're recording this the night before because I got to do a flea market today on Sunday.
Oh, we're doing the big reveal.
Yeah, it's at the end.
Okay, that's fair.
If you're in the Pensacola area and you listen to this on Sunday, swing by Odd Colony from 12 to 4 and buy some yard sale stuff for me. Thanks.
Yeah. And
you got anything you want to plug? You got any markets coming up?
I don't play in a band anymore. I don't have any shows coming up.
When are you gonna get in another band?
I don't know. Maybe when I have time.
Maybe
that's another thing that can open up after I get this degree done.
Yeah. Start some music again.
Yeah.
Try to get in Faux Fox.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I'll talk to
him. I know I'm not that good. All right. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, I think. And we'll fucking talk again.
We'll fucking talk to you later then.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Later.
What have you done to deserve all this? curse God and die. What advice for a man who had trusted God most of his life? But then Job speaks as he stands among his broken down domain. In the midst of it all, I shall stand and not fall, and bless his name.